WhatsApp profielweer
on 072 702 1702.
So let's talk DIY and all things home and decor with Janice Anderson, the founder of homedesign.co.za. Good morning, Janice.
Morning, Ripiwe. How are you today?
I'm very well. I trust you are too. Your topic this morning, Janice, is spot on and timely because you're talking to us about how to remove that damp, musty smell in your laundry. And of course, heavy rains do just that, bring up all sorts of funky odors if you let it in the house. Talk us through this.
Yeah, I mean, one thing in particular always comes to mind is when it's raining outside, but it's still during summer, you bath and you put your towel on the rack and then you think, no, that's a bit smelly. So the first thing you do is put it in the washing basket. Now you forget, first of all, that it's a little bit damp when you put it in there and you pile the rest of the clothes on top of it. And then you end up with that, it's a really sour smell. I actually associate it with cat pee.
Okay.
So you put it in, you put it in the washing machine and you put it on the line and then you put it on and you think, why do I smell like cat pee?
Still there.
Yeah, it's still there. Washing, you know, if you get that moldy smell, automatically that smell indicates there's bacteria or spores in the washing already.
Sure.
And just putting it in a normal wash won't clean that away.
Mm.
So the best thing to do is to take everything out that's smelly, preferably items that are not delicates, because you can't really put delicates through a wash like this.
Mm-hmm.
And put it all in the washing machine, set it for a warm to hot wash, and then instead of using soap powder, put vinegar in there, white spirit vinegar. So you're going to wash that cycle with white spirit vinegar.
Okay.
Now, some people will do it the other way. They'll use the vinegar for the rinse, but I just find your clothes end up smelling a bit.
Oh, goodness. Let's see if we...
In the washing cycle.
Okay.
And then instead of using fabric softener, and this is something you can do all the time if you want to, use bicarbonate of soda. You know, bicarb.
Mm-hmm.
Put a quarter to a half a cup, depending on the load that you've got in the washing machine, into your fabric softener holder in the washing machine, or pour it in, and run a normal rinse cycle with that. And then after that, just run another rinse cycle just to clean out the washing. Hang it out on the line, because everybody knows that sunlight is good.
Sure.
Or if it's raining, you're going to have to pop it in the tumble dryer. And that should refresh your washing.
So, Janice, I'm curious. I mean, we know that bicarb, I mean, you've referred to two household items that are firm favorites, oldies, goodies. You can use them for pretty much everything. My only worry or question about the bicarbonate of soda is, will it thoroughly rinse out? Will those tiny little grains rinse out, or will I be left with a bit of irritation when I'm putting my clothes on?
Not at all. I've been using bicarb on my towels for a while, just because sometimes you put them in the washing basket and they do get a little bit smelly. So I use that as my rinse cycle when I'm doing my towels or my bedding or anything like that. And it also tends to refresh the laundry in that it comes out a little bit whiter, which is not what it's supposed to do, but it does. It really refreshes your laundry instead of using a fabric softener.
Yeah, okay, fantastic stuff. I like the fact that, of course, all of these are lo-fi alternatives and all quite affordable. Janice Anderson, always a pleasure. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, Rafiwe.
All right, Janice Anderson's blog can be found on homedesign.co.za. Of course, you can find all her tips and suggestions on that website.